Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious and sensational Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you? Well, I already asked you how you are, so don't you hate when you get in those cycles where like, I'm good, how are you? I'm good, thanks, how are you?
How
I'm
are
good,
you? How are you? How are you?
Yes, well, that's... listen, I was a waiter for many years, Ben. You know, I've gotten stuck in those cycles. I'll just keep walking up to the same table going, how are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? It's like Lisa Rinna. That's called the Lisa Rinna move. The, hi, how are you?
How are you? Appropriate. Because today on the old episode, we are going to be going shot by shot, scene by scene, moment by moment in the new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer that came out last week. We are going to do a full breakdown. We normally do these on our bonus episodes, but our schedule has been all upside down because between the touring and between the traveling, I'm going to New York for Passover, okay? Happy Passover early. Our recording schedule is just all messed up. But this will translate into really great things because next week we are finishing our 10-year anniversary Hunky Dory tour. It's been an amazing journey. It's been so fun. Thank you to everyone who's come out to our shows. They really have been like really excellent. It's just been a string of wonderful shows. And so we're finishing next week. We're doing Austin, Houston, and Dallas. And in Austin, we're going to be doing the season finale of Real Housewives of Orange County. So if you're listening and being like, where is that episode? Just a few extra days delay. But we're going to be doing it at the Moon Tower Festival, which is going to be so fun. That's going to be a great place to do it. And then and come, please join us. And then on Wednesday in Houston, we're going to do New Jersey. And then in Dallas, we wrap up the entire tour, grand finale, doing Orange County Reunion Part 1. So it's going to be a great, crazy day. We also don't have a bonus episode this week because we realized we are going to be driving all over the state of Texas. And we thought rather than doing a bonus episode this week, we'll do two next week, two more road trip bonuses. So that's the plan. Everything's a little different.
We're going to be traveling. So we're going to be going to Bucky's. We're going to be seeing all the Texas freeway side shows, you know, the zebras on the side of the road in Texas.
Like, I'm so excited.
There's so much fun. We're going to do a multi-episode road trip. Like, it's like the sadder, poorer version of Gail and Oprah's road trip.
That's exactly correct. So that's why if you're looking for the bonus episode, everything is just out of order. But you know what? You just subscribe and just absorb the content that comes out of us to you. But anyway.
And after next week, it all returns to normal. So chill out, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be super fun. And this is a video recap. We did Jersey this week as a video, and we're doing this so that you guys can watch along as we watch this trailer. You can catch all that at Patreon, the Crappens On Demand level, or just a regular bonus. Go check it out, okay? That's over at Crappens, watchwhatcrappens.com.
And see, if you're watching a video, you could see Bueller literally tossing a pillow behind you. Like a pillow just fell into frame. And now we just see his butt, his cute little Bueller butt in the background. That's Ronnie's dog. For people who are new to the show, Bueller is Ronnie's dog. And he's so cute. He's half pit bull, half chihuahua. And he loves making a little pillow fortress back there when Ronnie's doing On Demand.
Kind of fucked yourself over on that one, didn't you? Yeah, you did. You kicked the other pillow.
There's another pillow coming into frame now.
I know.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Look at him looking at me with that look. Like, you're going to send that pillow to me, right? You're going to send that over to me. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Bueller. Wait, I'm going to give a wide shot so everyone can really see Bueller. 1 second, everyone. Now, for people who are watching at home, can see Bueller sitting in his little pillow throne.
Staring at me like, you know, you're not gonna help me with this. What an asshole.
All right. As much as I could just sit here and we could just make crack jokes about Bueller, we have business to attend to here. which is the Beverly Hills trailer. This
Beverly needs to be Hills trailer. Yes. So throw it up there on the screen there. Ben's in charge of the video today.
I'm driving.
This first shot is, wow, it's just shit is about to happen, you know? And I always think that when living in LA so many years, I would look up at those hills that cost zillions of dollars to live in, and I would think, those people are going to fall right the fuck off that hill. This is not safe. These houses are not safe. I don't care what anybody says. This is disaster. This is impending disaster.
Look at this one right here. This whimsical, I forget what you call that. What do you call that when the roof does that? What's an angled roof, but it has a name. A-frame. Look at that. More like a fail frame. More like an F-frame, because you're going to fall. But I have to say, Ronnie, judging by how big the buildings in downtown LA look behind this hill, I actually almost wonder, is this like Silver Lake or Echo Park? It's like the antithesis of Beverly Hills.
You're right. This is East.
Yeah, it's actually not the antithesis. There's actually a huge amount of money over there. It's basically like wealthy hipsters. But in terms of how they view themselves, you know, like, remember on Selling Sunset, there was an episode where they looked at a house in Los Feliz and everyone was like, whoa, we have to go to East LA.
I know. And they were like, should we have even worn heels here? This is disgusting. Like, I can't even walk up the driveway here. Oh, my God, the East Side.
You know, by the way, Selling Sunset is doing a live reunion and they're taping it next Sunday. And two people have sent me invitations to it. And I don't know if I want to go or not. Like, part of me feels like, oh, my God, I have to go to the Selling Sunset reunion live taping. But the other half makes me feel like it's going to be 7 hours long and like a nightmare.
Netflix does a lot right. Reunions, not one of those things. Mm-hmm. Netflix is not very strong with their reunions. And having a live reunion, I don't know. It's like,
I don't know if I have to be there in person. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to go.
Now, you're invited in person, so that's different. Yeah, of course you should go. I mean, look, I have to bitch about it before I'm positive. You know, it's just my personality. But yeah, sure, go. Why not? Listen, but as Lisa tapings. Rinna says, you never say no. Never say no to anything.
I feel like TV tapings can be so awful, though, sometimes. Like,
oh, they're always awful. Have you ever been to one that you were like, oh, my God, that was not awful?
Yeah, I think the only one that was like not awful was Dancing with the Stars. Since it was live, you had to be there and there's not like a lot of downtime. Like, it starts and it goes. And it was like, oh, that was really good. But almost every other TV taping has been horrific. Horrific. Yes. You know? Yes. I mean, I went to a TV taping of that 80s show. Not even that 70s show. That 80s show, people. Okay.
Oh, well, sitcom tapings are better. I like those. I went to see Friends way a really long time ago. I saw the episode of Friends Brad Pitt was on, actually.
Oh. Retaped,
and that was really great because I had never seen anything like that, you know, and just seeing how it worked and how Lisa Kudrow just rewrites all of her own lines and just improvises multiple takes. I mean, it was really cool. But otherwise, yeah, it sucks. Anyway, the point is Beverly Hills, Real Housewives.
Beverly Hills. Okay. I'm going to press play. And as usual, if you want me to stop anywhere, just yell, stop!
You are one of my best friends. Why are you doing this to me?
Well, there's a Dorit. There's a Dorit squeal if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
Like, you're one of my besties. How could you do this to me?
You know, she's talking to the salesperson at the Louis Vuitton store who won't let her buy something on credit.
I don't know if I love the spacing on these letters. They're a little inconsistent because look, it says don't always believe, but then this W is very far away from the L, which I guess is maybe consistent because the edge of the W is as far away from the L as like the N and the O, but I don't like it. I don't like that space. And
you're not loving the kerning.
Kerning.
Because they did get a similar to the Beverly Hills sign font, which it's under. It says don't always believe under the Beverly Hills sign. Don't believe shit from Beverly Hills, because it's notoriously full of shit, the show and the city. Also, the sign is covering a slow down for children sign. They've just covered the safety for children sign with the Beverly Hills sign. So that tells you all you really need to know right there.
Yeah, I feel like there's multiple on top of that too, by the way. So One thing that I learned when I moved out here is that there's multiples of these Beverly Hills signs. This is like a very famous sign, the Beverly Hills sign. And I remember moving out here and being like, where's the Beverly Hills sign? And people are like, there's actually several of them. Because like as pretty much from most directions that you approach Beverly Hills, there's this Beverly Hills sign. They chose the worst one. Look at this one. It's like attached to a grate. I want the one that's on a pole. I want the pole version. This is so... I don't know. This is very like Erica Jane. Like, Erica Jane's going to go to jail. She's like up against it, you know, like Zell Block Tango style.
The Beverly Hills jail. Yeah. I actually don't recognize this sign. I thought it's supposed to say Beverly Beach, but whatever. You know, I'll take your word for it. You live there.
All right. And is this, I'm just trying to figure, I'm in my mind, I know this is so annoying, but I'm trying to figure out which one this is. And I'm trying to remember, is this the one on, this is not the one on San Monica Boulevard, but what I see here in this corner, Ronnie, I was like, what is this?
So, is
I
that think a 76? That's what it is, isn't it?
I think they got a Beverly Hills sign that's next to a 76 gas station.
But not only that, it looks like the 76 ball has fallen over, because that's not the top of a seven. That's like the side of the seven, right?
No, because I think this is the seven. And I think this is the six.
Oh, I see. I was like, what, did they get this after like the world ended? Like, what's happening?
But like, why did they
all the street signs falling over like right next to it?
But this is like such non-scenic Beverly Hills. There's like a gas station here. We've got shit literal pedestrian sign, like a school sign back there. Like, why are they not giving us the most glamorous Beverly Hills sign? There's like so many to choose from.
Well, it's probably purpose. Listen, this show is the best at poetry, and maybe it's purposeful. It's like, this is the glamorous Beverly Hills with the gas station and signs, you know, smashed up to it. And maybe we're going to see the real side of Beverly Hills, because Dorit's very upset.
You're one of my best friends. How could you do this to me?
By the way, Ronnie, I know you love hidden messages, but look, speed checked by radar. Like, I mean, could there ever be anything that really speaks to this franchise is like having things checked by radar online, right? Literally a sign that says online. That.
Lisa Vanderpump just pops up behind the sign like,
I may not be on camera, but I can still pull the strings.
All right, I'm going to press play.
You talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Be very careful, because she's not who she says she is.
Do not believe everything you hear. Now, who is that lady saying, you talk out of both sides of your mouth?
I thought that was Sutton. That was saying that. Like, you talk out of both. Now, so this shot here, where we're seeing the words, everything you hear, because we're actually apparently spelling out a sentence, like, don't believe. Now we're at everything you hear. This, yeah. I feel like, is passive aggressive, because we're seeing, this is Rodeo Drive. And it's like a nice reminder that many stores have survived in Beverly Hills, and Beverly Beach was not one of them. Like, look, here's a store that still has, it made it through a pandemic, in fact. I mean, Beverly Beach didn't even get to the pandemic, you know?
Well, this is Upper Rodeo, right? Listen, you want to survive a pandemic, you sell leggings. That's it. Or ankle. What do you call the ankle warmers? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel bad for all these tourists who don't even realize they're part of a Beverly Hills trailer right now. They're just walking down. Like this lady in the red. She's like, oh, hey, Fritz, should we go into that? I really like the way those shoes in that display. You want to go there? Okay, fine. We'll keep going to Cheesecake Factory, but I'm pretty sure it's not on the street. I think it's on Beverly.
Well, I'll tell you this. Not one of these pedestrians is having their best day. Okay.
No, they're all also not wearing proper shoe wear. I mean, look, their feet are going to be killing them in these very flat sandals, you know?
Yes. Yes. You always think you need flip-flops in LA until you walk Rodeo Drive all day and you're sliding all over your flops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, look, these people were actually about to go in the store. They're like, wait a second. We want to go in there. Like, they started to pivot and then they cut away. Okay. Next shot of LA.
It's my life to burn down.
Then destroy it.
I'm leaving. I am f***ing pissed off.
Okay.
So it's my life to burn down. I don't even recognize these voices. Who are these people?
That was Erica. That was Erica saying, "It's my life to burn down." Now they say she says that as we see footage of the Griffith Park Observatory, which has Griffith Park has endured several forest fires,
notoriously on fire. All of these surrounding areas that they're showing while they're don't even talk about fire. They don't let you do shit in those hills. Okay, I'm surprised there are not signs that say don't even talk about fire in previews. Okay, that is how likely we are to start burning. Please.
So this part of the sentence says about Beverly Hills, which is funny because we're actually looking at footage that's not even in Beverly Hills. This is, again, the east side of Los Angeles. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these people here. What was the sentence they were spelling? I've spent so much time.
Don't believe everything you hear about Beverly Hills. Don't believe everything you hear about Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. I will continue.
Was it really that bad?
Okay, so it's Crystal saying, "Is it really that bad?" And then we just see Rinna in a top hat and a tuxedo just nodding her head. I'm like, yes. My favorite thing on these shows is when they have to have serious scenes dressed in costumes.
At their circus-themed party or whatever this is, because behind them, is this Crystal's house? Because behind them is a special poster that's also kind of a circus theme. So
yeah, it's like
they're even changing the art. So I think that's very Crystal's house, right? And Rinna already starting shit. Like, girl, you're at the front door, Rinna. Like, at least make it into the party. She's standing at the front door like, it's that bad. It is that bad. It is bad.
Also, kind of dressed like Lisa Vanderpump these days, to be honest. This is how Lisa Vanderpump dresses. She dresses like magicians. So she's got the blazer. She's got the shirt, like a shirt that's open, a tuxedo shirt that's open.
She's got a Nicolene chandelier earring.
She is. Yeah, she does. Okay.
Yes. This season on The Real Housewives.
Okay.
Just 97 women.
90. Oh my God. There's 8 people on this cast. We have Diana, who's the new one. Sutton, Garcelle, Kyle is. She's sharing center with Dorit, actually. Surprised. And then Erica, and then Lisa, and then Crystal on the end. Oh, poor Crystal, still in the end. But, you know, newbie.
Beverly Hills.
But also Crystal, like, refusing to go along with a full-on dress code. Because she's like, sure, I'll wear red. Sequins! Everyone else is kind of matching, but not Crystal, which I like. This Diana person, have you been reading a lot about this Diana?
No, I've just heard what old Queen in a Bar has told us, which is
she was a madam and all of this, like Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, like Jeffrey Epstein level madaming going on here with this one. Apparently, so they say on the internet, social media, old Queen in a Bar, etc.
By the way, Diana, she looks like a combination of Teddy and Kathy Hilton, which is sort of surprising, at least from this angle.
Erica. So,
what?
Erica, you said?
No, Diana. She has.
Oh, Diana.
Yeah. Erica, look, Erica's like miserable. Look, she's scowling even here. She's like, why the fuck am I holding those diamonds right now?
She's looking down like, I wonder how much I could get for this on Poshmark. Staring down at that giant plastic diamond in her hand.
And of course, Rinna's copying Erica's look. She's like, oh, you're wearing sleeves. I'm going to wear sleeves. Okay. Oh, and Rinna is also committed to the wig for the opening credits, too. Notice.
Oh, yeah. So. She's changing it up. And Sutton is so obsessed with banners that she's got 2 folded napkins on her breast.
She sort of looks like she's a poinsettia. Poinsettia. Okay.
All right, play.
Beverly Hills.
Very cool.
Oh, God. I'm already over it.
Okay, so the first part of the fun and games is just, it's skiing. Lots and lots of skiing. I feel like we know this is going to be a not great season because this is like a good 5 or 6 seconds and they don't have enough stuff to fill the montage. They just show them skiing, and more skiing. Like there's not enough fun and games to give us like a montage of other things happening, you know?
Yeah, agreed. And then they're getting onto a private jet. And Marcel is posing.
I'm already over. A lot of
Mexico, here we come!
Mexico, here we come, which means that we're going to have another... You guys, so Mauricio's opening up another office of the agency, and this time in Zihuatanejo. So I thought we could all go down there to celebrate the new agency opening. Right.
This is, so far, I have to tell you, we're only a couple seconds in, not looking promising. If you go back a little, we see Kyle doing her thing where she's grabbing her ponytail and then swinging it around. Mm. We hear that Kyle has another big split scene this season. Not looking good so far, guys. You're relying on Kyle. This is what happened when you get rid of Vanderpump, or when Vanderpump runs away like a cry little baby or whatever. Don't let Kyle be in charge. Who told you Kyle could anchor a show? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Here's Kyle with her fucking hair. I can't. Kyle cannot anchor the show. Okay?
Yeah, it's not great.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Below deck, no anchor.
Okay, so that last bit of the fun and games is them at dinner and someone blowing a conch and them all, or a conch, and everyone, well, you know, Kyle does the most over the top, like, I'm startled thing. Like, oh my God, I am so sorry. You know, she always has to like grab everything.
Dorit. That's why she's friends with Dorit. Because they're like, loud noises, but I'm just a girl.
Look at Dorit's face. It's actually fun to make it look like Kyle. You go back and forth really quickly. Kyle looks like she's in the beginning of a possession. And Dorit's just terrified.
Yes. That's funny.
And then we have Rinna. I feel like Rinna's in front of a very large red flower, and I feel like Rinna has inserted a microphone into the flower to get hidden conversations, and she feels really guilty about it.
It does look like that. So far, Rinna looks over it, which I love a good Rinna is over it season, because she has a villain season, then she has a season where she's like, fuck, I'm just a supportive friend. I'm not doing anything. And this season, she looks like, so far, she doesn't even want to be there. And that means it's going to be a great Rinna villain season where she's over it. Now, I'm glad that we've got a hold of some cultural sensitivity on the show with the guy with the conch shell. It's like, you can't send these people anywhere without just embarrassing the fuck out of every American ever. Like, what is it blowing into a shell for?
That trumpet is awfully strange shaped. So, okay, I'm going to press play.
Hello, lover.
Get the bag.
It's $5 million.
You take a credit card, Visa.
I'm having a lot of sex.
I thought it was yoga clothes.
You look adorable.
Never, ever listen to Casual.
Okay. So...
Dorit trying on a $5 million necklace. LOL. I'm so sure. Girl, please. No, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you take credit? No, they don't take credit. The other thing they didn't show in that Beverly Hills sign is you're in PK's wanted faces up next to it. No, you don't get fucking credit, you scammer, okay? And that is just according to Sashal Madia and our good friend Don Sumi, okay?
Don Sumi.
Lying scammers.
We have Erica saying, I've been having a lot of sex, which, okay.
Erica's following the trajectory we figured she would follow, eating with her mouth open, like, I'm having a lot of sex. Yeah, Erica. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll They're bet. All laughing. And now this woman, is this Sheree? We were talking on
Sheree. I believe her name Sheree. Is pronounced Sheree.
Sheree? Is this Sheree here? I just don't remember her. She is the one, the latest person to fall victim to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills having a casual barbecue and everyone's in evening gowns. Because she's like, I thought you said casual. Look at Sutton. Sutton's like, what do we do with this underdressed person here?
I know Sutton, like, he's totally dressed to the nines in her own mind, but she's actually wearing the Charlie Brown Peanuts shape on the top of her
the zigzags
dress, the zigzag.
Yeah. So this work ourselves, like, don't ever trust casual with this group.
Diana, you're giving me Brigitte Bardot vibes. Yes.
Cheers to Diana Jenkins.
That is a lot of Cartier.
Oh, that one I like. Thank you so much.
Oh, perfect. So Diana's here and she's wearing expensive jewelry and Kyle is already being competitive, taking her rings.
Look at Kyle's fucking hands, by the way. Is this a theme party that they're wearing ridiculous things on their hands? It has to be. What is she wearing?
I don't know, but it's a lot
is
of stuff.
Is she wearing the leopard rings or whatever those were, where Erica wore one and then Sutton wore a bigger one at the reunion to prove that she had the bigger ring? And now is Kyle wearing three of those to prove that she's actually the biggest?
Kyle looks like she brought her fingers to Barnes & Noble and got each one of them gift wrapped. They all look like a little bow on them.
Kyle, I know you're really insecure about your hands, but looking like the Barnes & Noble gift wrapping table at Christmas is not going to help anything, okay?
But also, when Kyle is wearing literally like one, two, three, four, like four different rings, if not five, and then she is the one who's jealous of... she's like, wait a second, let me see that ring. When you're already wearing four rings, I mean, she just is like... she's a monster.
That's Kyle.
Yeah, she's unstoppable.
She was saying things that can ruin people's lives.
What about the people?
Okay, so it's not all sunshine. So I guess I don't know if we're starting another sentence now. But it's not all sunshine. We are, again, by the way, not in Beverly Hills, where it looks like we're in downtown. Potentially even Century City. I'm not sure. So
what about the people?
I'll tell you this much. Nobody's breathing well. That's for sure. Wherever we are, I mean, the smog has gotten to new levels. This is crazy.
This is not. This is. it's obviously crazy. it's a sunny day, and you can barely see like a few blocks away. Was there a forest fire happening?
Shit. It looks like Armageddon. It really does.
Did the forest fire at Griffith Park happen in between, like, what, during this trailer? Like, what is going on here? Look at
that. Yeah, that is can just ruin filthy. My God. Lives.
What about the people? What about the facts?
Please, I have little babies. Please, I'm a mother. Please, I beg of you. My kids need me. Please, please.
Well, that's scary. So they show footage of the people breaking into Dorit's house, which happened on the first day, which was legitimately a terrifying story. And I feel really, you know, my heart breaks for that entire family, because that is like life
starting
trauma.
With Erica. No, this started with Erica going, what about the people? Oh, really? What about the facts? Erica fighting back against all the people who were calling her a selfish cut fitness for the way she treated the victims of Tom. Yeah, Erica, the facts are your husband ripped off a lot of fucking people for millions of dollars that now you're currently wearing, and they want you to give it back to the victims. Okay, those are the facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't stand the car, wasn't there?
I think you're a soulless person.
You need a new villain? Here I am.
Ooh, I like it.
That was a little Yolanda, right?
Yeah, so that was Sutton saying, I think you're a soulless person, and Diana, like, God, I love a pursed lip threat. Like, that's great. I forgot that that's something that we could hope for. And that's
and
what she does.
She's also using her braid as a prop. She's holding her braid in her hand.
Yes.
Like, as her own rein. And she's like, need a new villain? Here I am.
Oh, my God. If she has an accent, I'd be so happy. Like, I want her.
She just did, right? She's like, need a new villain? Here I am.
I know. I don't know if she was saying it as if she was like affecting her, if it was an affected accent, or if that's like what her real accent is. But
you need a new villain. Here I am.
There was a lot.
Yeah, sounds like an accent. Okay, now go back a little. I'm so sorry. So who is she talking to? Is Kyle about to throw up?
Kyle did look like she was holding in a burp. She's like, Kyle's like, I knew I should not have had that garlic hors d'oeuvre. Just because it's passed around the party does not mean I have to take it. And now she's like, I'm going to have a garlic burp, and everyone's going to smell
Sutton.
It.
What is Sutton wearing? Sutton seriously has some of the craziest clothes. She looks like she's wearing two sashes. What is she wearing?
I know. It's It looks like one dress melted onto her lap and revealing a second dress underneath.
Oh, whatever is happening is pretty odd here. You need a new villain?
It's like a toga.
Here I am.
I'm your new villain.
This person.
You need a new villain? Here I am.
There was a lot more said. That was very dark.
Watch your back with your new friend.
That's Garcelle. So Garcelle's telling Sutton to watch her back. Again, Sutton with another architecturally fascinating top. It's like, this is another red thing. It has a collar, but it also has like
blazer.
A pussy bow.
It looks like it's going to be a blazer, but then it changes into like a straight cut top. And then, yeah, it's not a pussy bow. What would you call that?
It's like an 18th century or 19th century thing that like a school outfit thing. I don't know.
It's like anything goes blazer, but red.
Yes.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's like a sailor tie, like how sailors have their little tie up here. That's what she has. But it's like also red. So it's very sort of Christmas themed.
And who is that dork standing behind her? And who is her new friend?
I feel like this guy has been brought in to sing a song around the piano. Like, it's like
he does
guys,
seem like that. And yeah. He's like, but you know, I do sing and play the piano, but I also write plays that we read at Round Table in drama class every Tuesday night in North Hollywood. Join me!
Like, and now, fresh from his performance of Grand Hotel in the Orange County Playhouse, please welcome Tom Peterson to sing some Christmas songs. That's him right there.
I feel like we've all fucked that guy and still check up on him on Facebook and we're like, God, thank God nothing happened with that guy.
Yeah, but there's some sort of party happening here that this lady in the background, she keeps stealing the show from me. She's having a great time. She's like, yes, Lily Tomlin is my mother, but I like to think that I've carved out a name for myself.
You know, I'm like, if Lily Tomlin wore bows like Bebe Neuwirth on Cheers. That's the vibe I'm going for. I hope you get it.
And she's very expressive. She's already like feigning a huge amount of interest in whatever someone's telling her. She's like, oh, really? I did not know that, which is funny. You would think as Lily Tomlin's daughter, I would know that. But I actually did not know that at all.
And this is one of those homes where the person's like, we need something in here. I'm going to put a couple of plates really high up on the wall.
This plate looks like a hand of cards. I keep thinking it's a hand of cards, but it's a plate.
And
or
the
is,
other
it fish?
Plate look, is it a fish? I don't know. I don't know. Arrows? I don't know what they're supposed to be.
But this one here.
But then the lady behind Garcelle, oh, I thought that was her tag showing from behind her dress. She's got like a little white thing showing from behind. I'm not really sure. Okay, let's go.
New friend.
I want to eat a meal and like be okay with it. You know, I don't want to like hate what I'm eating every day. I'm trying to.
Okay, so Crystal is obviously still battling her.
It's a long season of eating disorders with, we're going from Jersey straight into this one, okay? It's giving me worse eating disorder. I know this is supposed to help, but it's not. Now I'm constantly thinking about eating disorders all day, every day. Let me enjoy my eating disorder. Christ sake, bravo.
She also has like a huge amount of flowers behind her. And oddly enough, a Kroger generic club soda bottle. You would think that normally, like, this is Real House of Beverly Hills. You think you're going to go for like a LaCroix, but no, they're just like, mm-mm. I'm gonna do Kroger's. Also, Diana's like, you know what? For this scene, I'm gonna put on my Mariska Hargitay face. Like, that's what she wants to give today.
She does look like Mariska Hargitay hired to play Chrissy Teigen.
I was gonna say
biography,
that!
Right?
I was gonna say that. It was like Mariska and Chrissy Teigen put together becomes Diana.
With a little Hannah from Below Deck, like a tiny little bit of Hannah in there.
Yeah, she's like, Crystal's like, I just want to eat a normal meal. Diana's like, would this be a bad time for me to say, need a new villain? Here I am.
Yeah. Then the villain?
Need here a new I villain? Diana,
I predict
that
this is the house with the plates on the wall because it's got the Kroger soda and then the bottle of white wine that's labeled facing away from us so we can't judge it. Look at that shameful bottle of white wine. It's like, do not even look at me.
I will not stand here next to Kroger Club Soda, okay? First of all, we prefer to say sparkling water, okay?
Okay.
hate wants, like, a very dramatic scene, and we're, like,
I'm
making
trying
all
to
these
figure
things.
Out how to live without my mom. I'm in a lot of pain, you guys. I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, poor Lois. This Lois does die during the season. By the way, I love Rinna's hair. I think this is actually my favorite version of her favorite wig.
This
I
is
love that
cute
length
hair.
On her.
Yeah, she's got her mom died. We're like, love your hair, though. Oh, my God. It's adorable. I think
but
this is
true.
Definitely her best look. Her hair, the dress.
I love the dress on her.
It's all really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super sad that Lois died. And she's, you know, crying about it and saying, you know, I'm going through a hard time, guys. But we all know whether it's real pain or fake pain. Obviously, this is real pain. I'm not saying it's not. You know that Rinna just got in trouble for something. Because this is a Rinna. I just got in trouble. And this is why I'm going to get away with it. Voice right here.
And we also
can't wait to find out.
Even though our tour is over, we also know that somehow, some way, we'll be recapping this episode live. I'm like, guys, guess what? It's the Lois Dies episode.
I feel like it, yeah. We do have that kind of luck. Especially, not this year. This year we've been pretty lucky, but man, there was that second year we were doing it when every episode, it was like the Holocaust episode.
The Holocaust episode.
Suicide. Someone was talking about suicide. And, oh, man.
Well, we got through some heavy ones this tour too. But yeah, the Holocaust episode, I'll always remember that, being in DC and having to somehow make the Holocaust funny for our audience.
Fun times.
Sometimes.
Not the Holocaust.
Last couple of times I saw you, you were a little tipsy. Oops.
Okay.
Oh, yes. They're doing an Erica's drunk storyline. Love it.
But this is like a you know that person, I wanted to say, you know that girl, but you know what? This cuts across all genders. That person who's like, oh my God, I am so wasted. And you find out they've only had half a drink, but they just are like, they just want to join in on the like party experience. I feel like that's what we're seeing right now from Erica. She's like, oops, as she falls over.
Oops.
Oops.
Yeah, that wasn't, she. That's not her really falling over when you say oops and then fall over. Oh, yeah. And then she has got her Weekend at Bernie's thing coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I'm lit.
Pick your antidepressants or you drink, but you can't do both.
Lisa Rinna, of all people, saying that is hilarious. You take your antidepressant or you drink. You can't do both. Rinna looks like she is benzoed and white-wined out the entire run of this show. Like, and excuse me, who are you to dictate how Beverly Hills live? You take your antidepressant and you have a drink. That is how it's done. Thank you for coming to this teledoc session.
I also love when Erica recites, you know, slang that her makeup team taught her. She's like, I am lit, right? I am a lit. I'm like a candelabra. I am lit. I'm a lit person right now.
Presence or you drink, but you can't do both.
You want to be on the side of the victims because you think that's cool. What I'm telling you,
it's cool.
I don't give a
you want to be on the side of victims because you think it's cool. Oh, Erica. Yes, I just want a plane crash victim to love me. I just want a plane crash victim to think I'm cool. That's really, I just want an orphaned child somewhere who's just gotten ripped off to invite me to lunch. Really, it's all I want.
You want to be on the side of victims because it's cool. How about she wants to be on the side of victims because she's like, because they're victims of a scheme and they deserve sympathy.
Oh my God, Erica is a monster. I'm really glad that Erica's leaning into this. Like, Erica has just decided, fuck it, I'm going to be an asshole. That's
she
it.
Should.
I'm an asshole. Good for you, Erica. I mean, I still hate your guts, but good for you.
And in this scene, Diana Jenkins said, for today's villainy, I have chosen to look like Crystal Bernard.
Yes, in that waiter show, It's a Living.
Was Crystal Bernard in It's a Living?
No, I don't think so. But wait, yes, she was.
I think she, you know what? I think she was. I think you're right.
Yes, she was in that show. And then Wings. Crystal.
Wow. Yes, you're right.
Bernard.
You're
right.
And she it's was, so right? funny. Because on Facebook yesterday, Facebook offered up a video that was like opening credits of It's a Living. And I was like, why is Facebook serving this to me? I mean, also, like, Facebook knows me so well.
I know. Any 80s content will totally go for. But yeah, she's It's a Living. That was the waitress uniform on that show. And it's funny because we were saying, who's that fucking guy? He's probably the guy who is brought in to sing a song around the piano. We're having a very It's a Living season on Beverly Hills. Erica's very close to becoming a waiter. I mean, guys, it's a living the season.
And Cheryl Lee Ralph was on It's a Living, wasn't she? Or was she not?
You know what? Don't start trying to make me look stupid now.
Well, I thought you had the page up because I don't know. This is just now my curiosity. And here's what we do know. Ann Gillian was definitely on that show.
Ann Gillian was. yes, she was on It's a Living as Ginger St. James was her name on It's a Living.
Wow. Cheryl Lee. Exciting.
Okay. Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Because you think sucks. That's cool. What I'm telling you,
it's cool.
I don't give a fuck about anybody else but me. Is that to make Erica look bad, or is that out of genuine
Erica,
concern?
I don't have to make you look bad. You can do that on your own.
Kyle. So that apparently was...
How Kyle is this phase? Kyle's mouth wide open. There's Kyle earning her paycheck with big, gigantic faces of being shocked this season.
Kyle has never listened to a conversation without doing 10 different cartoon faces. She's just always like, I'm going to make the B-roll again. Like,
Kyle, I mean, Ben, make Kyle's face right now so you can use it on Instagram. Okay, got it.
All right.
If we're going to talk about Erica's...
I mean, I can't. Now we go directly into Erica Jane in White Walker makeup at a Statue of Liberty head thing. I cannot. What is happening in this look here?
Now she's dressed like a statue. Yeah. So weird. She what? Is so weird. I don't give a fuck about anybody but myself. We know, Erica. We fucking know. Oh, my God.
If this winds up not being a costume party, I don't even know what to, like, I literally don't even know what to say with this. It's actually sort of a vaguely Jesus-y kind of headdress, right? It's like a little bit of a halo, but like, it's like if Jesus were the Statue of Liberty, that's what this look is.
It's very religious statue.
Yeah. It's like very like medieval. The whole thing is just absolutely ridiculous.
And a sweatshirt. That's what cracks me up.
Yeah.
Like for Erica, literally.
About Erica's behavior.
Okay. Oh, and now Diana, by the way, has decided to come as Julia Stiles.
You're right. Diana is somebody different in every single. Listen, she's serving up the looks. You gotta hand it. Also, probably teenagers, but she's definitely serving.
Okay, wait. Well, I'll start to see what the heck Erica's saying.
If we're going to talk about Erica's behavior, are we going to talk about everybody in this group?
Shut up. Yes. First of all, I would hope so. I would really like that. But also, like, Erica acting as if she's going to, like, get to the bottom of some shit, which will never happen.
On Take a Seat the other night, someone had the best point that, like, Erica can't even be a good villain and throw everybody under the bus because she doesn't pay enough attention to anybody to throw them under the bus, right? She doesn't know anything about anybody. Yeah. So this is funny. Like, are we going to just talk about Erica, or are we going to talk about everybody?
Like, well, what
Kyle
else?
Kyle or Lutton or Sapphire.
Cheryl Lee Ralph. Like, that's, she's not even on the show. She's just on a show that your new cast member dresses like.
Oh, Erica, all mad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. No, it's just funny also because the scandals that have happened on this show off camera are all part of Erica's little, what they call the Fox Force 5 or whatever. So if she's going to threaten to talk about what everyone else is doing, then she better start talking about it. The people in her in her group,
right? Because she's built every season on not talking. Like, their whole pact is to not talk about anybody or anything ever. So go ahead, Erica, we dare you to actually do your job for a season.
Buddy in this group
for a year and a half. I've been f***ing pumped.
Okay, so that's why you want Kathy to be called out.
Yes, it is. Actually,
you said some,
so that's interesting. So, the, by the way, Kathy, huge fan favorite from the last season, notorious, like amazingly absent so far from this trailer. They normally they put people that, you know, they would front load it with the people you want to see. We haven't seen anything from Kathy. And now Erica is saying, I've been so pummeled for a year and a half. And then now Kyle's like, so that's why you want to go after Kathy. And Erica says, yes. And I'm not sure exactly what this means, but it's probably from whatever that issue was that they had on their trip to Colorado, right?
She is claiming supposedly that she heard Kathy call the DJ the F word or something. That Kathy asked for a song and that he didn't play it. And so she called him or hit someone's assistant the F word. I don't know. It's something that she's bringing it against Kathy. And she's saying, yeah, it's because I've had to take shit all last year. So Kathy should have to take some shit too, which is, I mean, you don't say that. You say, no, right. Of course that's not why. Of course it has nothing to do with me just trying to bring everything down to my level. But Erica has none of that. Erica has no chill. She's like, yes, I'm going to try and ruin her life because my life was ruined.
Well, and Kyle will be happy to co-sign because, you know, Kyle, she has her history with people who are more popular than she is that she loves to get close to them and bask in their reflected glory. So she could be like, oh my God, I'm totally best friends with this person who's super popular. But then she then pivots and gets jealous and then wants to take them down. So last year, she was happy to do all the Instagram lives with her sister and watch now Kyle want to take down the alpha in her life.
Well, of course, right? Kyle brings her sisters on to ruin their fucking lives and make herself look like the most reasonable one the whole time. It's what she did with Kim and also what everybody's doing with Erica this year. It's like they all kissed her ass all last year because Erica was so popular with the viewers. And now that they know that Erica's not popular at all with the viewers, they're all going to turn on Erica. I mean,
so wait, but since they're always late, does that mean that this season we're going to merge being like, you know what? We like this Erica. We're going to become like big Erica fans. Never know.
Probably because Erica's owning being an asshole this year. She's like, I don't give a fuck about anybody but myself. And really, that's all the audience wants. They want you to own your villainy, right?
Yeah. I mean, if she's able to do that, then who knows? Okay.
You said some things about this beautiful sister of yours. I'm sorry, Kathy. You're not going to get away with it.
So Kyle has recruited
Lisa Rinna sitting down in her old wig, bringing down the most popular one. That is what Lisa Rinna does every single time.
Rinna's wig is looking more like Final Fantasy than ever before, right? Like it looks like it's rendered on a PlayStation and just like it's supposed to be blowing in the wind slowly while some like mystical tale unfolds. But, yes. But you know what, though? I think, Ronnie, this proves if Rinna's going to go after Kathy, Rinna is historically always on the wrong side. So that means that she's going to go after Kathy thinking that she's going to go after the big fish and it's going to backfire terribly. And Kyle has clearly put Rinna up to this because Kyle is sitting here crying like, it makes me feel bad. Just be honest.
Yeah, she said something bad about poor Kyle. He never does anything to anybody and is the big victim. I don't know, because I said last year, Kathy, this will not last long. People are going to hate Kathy next year just because none of Kathy's real stuff came out on the show. It was just Kathy being like, who is Hunky Dory?
Yeah.
And her like faux dingbat stuff. That is not how Kathy Hilton is. So if even a fraction of how she really is comes out, it's going to be great.
But if she's a monster, if who she really is a monster, I'm going to love that. Like I love my lady monsters, which is why I'm always in trouble. Why I'm always having to like backtrack. Okay.
I feel like you hate me or something.
Kyle.
How could you say those things?
Kyle.
You were talking to Kathy. Sorry.
Took me a minute there, but I get it. Kyle, and look how proud Rinna is.
Yes, Rinna's evil smile, like that's the closed mouth version of.
By the way, this bothers me. We're back to the sentence. I don't remember where we were in the sentence.
Who needs a shade when you've got that much smog? It looks like there's three buildings in this town. Fucking LA. Get a vacuum cleaner for the sky already.
But I hate this. If you're gonna do like, if you're gonna like parcel out your sentence, you gotta like get these sentence cards closer, because now I'm like, what do you mean there's plenty of shade? I'm like, oh, I think the last one said something like it's not all sunshine, there's plenty of shade. You gotta keep these sentences closer together. I'm sorry. This is lazy.
It's not supposed to take an hour to read the full sentence. We're just taking the hour to read it.
No, because when I watched it at normal speed last week, I also was like, what were they saying before? And in fact, the only reason why I remember it this time is because we stopped and talked about how it said it's not all sunny and looked at the smog. But by the way, editors, love your job masking these buildings that way the text looks like it's rising up behind them. That's some great masking. Great work.
Yeah, they've been doing it in this whole preview. They're like, wow, look, the words are behind the Kyle by Rashida 2 store, whatever it is.
But they still keep showing downtown LA, which they like rarely go to ever on this show, but that's fine.
The door is locked. Should we unlock it?
No, don't unlock it.
Don't unlock it.
That really caught me off guard. Who is that? Kathy out there?
It's Kathy. Kathy's trying to come into. It's Colorado, clearly. Kathy's wearing the mask thing, like the shield, like the welder's shield. They're at a place called like Oayer.
That is funny. So she's trying to come in the door and it's locked and they go, don't open it. Yeah, don't open it.
And Diana's just sitting there. Diana, by the way, has not said anything this trailer except, you want a new villain? Well, here I am.
I love that Diana probably doesn't even have an accent at all, but in our minds now, she's like, you want a new villain?
Here I am. Yeah, Diana. Wow. I don't think Diana even knows. Diana's very mannequin. She gives a very strong mannequin energy. Look, she's just sort of staring off.
I literally thought they were sitting there in a store and there was a mannequin behind them, and it's Dorit. She just moved. Oh my God.
Dorit is, yeah. I don't let her in.
That is funny.
Standing there.
So, I don't know. I'm excited. For Beverly Hills.
I mean, I'm excited
for the next 9 months of our lives, because you know there's going to be like 60 episodes this season, but I'm excited. It sounds fun.
I'm sure it'll be lots of fun, but I just feel like the highs of last season are going to be replaced with a lot of mess from the season. I think at this point we've been burned so many times by Beverly Hills trailers that I get scared.
Well, listen, Erica's finally going to admit to be a villain. Lisa Rinna is kind of jumping on the villain track. And what was the other thing? And people are turning on Kathy because they're all jealous. So, I mean, we've got some promising developments, I think.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for listening and for watching. That's it for us this week. Orange County season finale will be up on Tuesday evening. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And come see us for our grand finale. WatchWhatCrappens.com to get tickets and also to get your merch for the shows. We'll have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches,
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No One Makes Us Feel Well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.